Oh, I don't, that looks kind of mean, Doug.
I didn't bring a recorder.
No, I'll tell us that.
What's a plan? What's the plan here for a game? I know very...
Towards the end.
The end?
Well, towards the end anyway, not right away.
Mary Joseph?
Oh, yeah, I think Doug, you're welcome.
Oh, we'll go through the committee reports and all that. Hey, Joe, did you run into rain?
Yeah, they had something going on Rawson Road, a bunch of trucks and lights and guys with flags, but I don't know if a power line went down or something.
We don't have cell service.
I didn't know, I don't either.
It's down on the lake.
The powers?
No, cell service, I don't...
Oh, something was down, I don't know where it was, but they had a bunch of guys.
I was a hotel, it's been on there.
They've got 446 in Cuba blocked off.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'd like so you can have somebody up for these guys.
Yeah, well, actually, I was very good teachers, but...
Why don't we put them here?
You'll get it.
I think we're right here. Two agendas. I've handed two agendas.
Yeah, you had to work too.
It's a tag.
I know that.
And we'll bring our August meeting to order at 6:32. I'm sure that's the correct time. We'll stand for the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to have a motion to accept the July 20th board meetings and the August 1st reorganization meetings as presented in the draft form.
So moved. Second.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We have some open action items. I think we should take this legal committee one off.
Okay.
And I don't think we're going to be doing anything with that one.
Okey-doke.
Chad, I know he has another quote for gates, but we've pretty much decided we're not doing gates, so that's a moot point. Report for P9's file, not joining Trail 5. Do you want to get that with your doc licensing report? You want to
Trail 5, yeah. I think he's not here yet, Trail 5.
Yeah. Separate items. Motor rebuild company's name, Bob, we mentioned Lars Gamble Pitts as a reference. I don't see in Bill Sikorsky's notes anything about it, so we can't discuss that this evening. My action item, communications from Bob Pineray. I don't know. My communications with Bob are at best lousy. I have a difficult time getting a return call from Bob. I left him a message, I don't know, must be a week ago. And then I saw Tom Thomas and asked him, because he was going to be seeing if he'd just give me a call or stop by the house, and that hasn't happened yet. So I'll just have to keep pursuing him. And I hope my voice holds out tonight. It's not very strong. Donna, town ordinances on lake speed.
Yeah, I did find it from 1993. the town of Rushford set the speed limits. I didn't know if you want me to scan this in and send it all to everybody to review, or what, I don't know, remember the purpose.
Well, it was actually for Joe.
It's for Joe?
Yeah.
Well, here's Joe.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Check minutes, all files for agreement with Wiser Drive and neighbor break wall.
I've given that to Chad, it's under old business.
Okay. Allegheny County Health water test at Public Beach.
They've requested a foil if we wanted that, and because we did our own testing, I think we're just gonna let that go. And I did the letters.
Okay. I'm surprised they require us to go through the foil process to get that information. That makes me think maybe they didn't do one recently.
He's through, he's not sure.
Check with Lee James, employees handling money.
That's it.
Add verbiage to new landowner signage, all activity at all rest. I think that was really Chad was going to.
No, it was the landowner's.
Oh, on your signs?
And I think they're about to be done, and the last meeting I reminded them that we wanted to do that. Where should we find?
Take that off.
You can leave it there, but.
Okay.
And Bill Sikorsky was control house roof, control house roof advertised for bids. Last time I talked to Bill, he thought we could do that in-house.
As a repair?
As a repair.
What was that?
The brick, the house at the dam, the roof.
Oh.
We're gonna have him write up a bid, go out the bids. But he's, last I spoke with him, he was going to do it in-house. Okay, that's it on the action items. Chad, what do you have for us here, Lake Manager?
Gate quote, we're scrapping that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I have a couple other items. Most of my items are actually throughout the agenda. These are new business. You want to discuss about today, on new business, old business? Where do you want to put that?
Joe, you want to talk about that in executive session?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, then I have another issue with lake access with Sims, Barry, and Fazio. We can discuss that under new business if you want.
Okay.
And besides that, all my other items are scattered throughout the agenda.
Okay. Treasurer's report, Bill.
Did you want to go into an expansion on this budget? I know we're having a hearing on Saturday.
Yep.
Should we tell, Dick was the only one that wasn't at our finance committee meeting. You were there, weren't you, Jenny?
Yes.
And so was Deb and Doug.
Yeah.
And so, Dave, so do you want me to just give the material to Dick, that he's aware of it, or do you want me to go
That's
through
fine,
it?
That's fine, and I'm sort of aware of what's going on because there was pillow talk, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
His wife was there.
But what I'm going to do is I'm going to hand...
We got it.
I'm going to hand this stuff out to everybody so that you see what the talking points will be on Saturday so you're not blindsided.
Okay. Yeah. The Canada Dam Facilities...
You need a motion for your signature card for the Bank of Holland bill?
You need a what?
Bill needs a motion that we record in the minutes for the signature
that's right.
Card.
Yeah. The signature on it's the Bank of Holland. I rolled over our CD, which came due on August 15th, and I have to bring in a resolution or a motion from the board approving me to handle those funds. Because when we set it up before, Donna was the one that took care of it.
I'll make the motion. We approve Bill's second card.
Make a motion to authorize Bill Szabo to
handle the Holland.
Okay, second. Hubbard. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Dave, you want to send there's two pages.
Well, that's going around. This is a report from Bill Sikorsky, our dam facilities manager. And there are five items. The first is the dam deck control joints. We've had our two new maintenance employees cleaning and re-caulking all the joints. They've been cleaned of vegetation and old caulk and mastic. All joints were power washed and cleaned. The new high temp caulk has been installed in half of the joints, the other half still to be completed. The rear deck railing has been scraped and sanded. All loose paint has been removed. Railings need to be repainted, and paint and supplies have been ordered and received. We'll commence with painting once the control joint work is completed. The north abutment key has been cleaned of vegetation except for one elevated section. Needs a longer extension ladder or harness to reach the area, so that still needs to be completed. All concrete debris and vegetation at the foot of the key has been removed. All trees removed for installation of the tram have been removed from the north hillside and brought to the top parking lot for disposal. And started installation of handrails on concrete steps. The north key abatement, about 20% completed. And one of his maintenance workers this week returned to college. Committee reports. Anything from communications? I think so. We're not working on any newsletter. The dam repair committee, I just gave that report. Environmental.
Okay, over the weekend, Bill Witkoff noticed that we had quite a few suds in the lake. Quite extensive. I knew that they were all over.
Confirm it.
So while Bill pulled a sample, and he refrigerated it, and my brother took it, and he took it home last night, kept it in the refrigerator, took it to the lab today. And the lab told me it's going to take about a week, but it smells like soap to him. He doesn't know if someone dropped a gallon of soap in the water, you know, or it could possibly be coming from someone's septic system coming right into the lake. But we will find out what it is by next week. Okay, he's going to test it for two or three different.
And the suds are concentrated in what area of the lake?
Doesn't matter.
Bill?
We had it our well, right?
Yeah, no, it's all over.
All over?
It's all over.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So it's, you know, it's a concern. And also another concern is I heard that there have been many people that have been getting sick on the lake. I don't know if it's from the lake water. I mean, the last time we had it tested, it was fine.
It was fine.
All right, but when I spoke with the fellow from the lab today, he said it could be their well water also. He said it's very important that the people around the lake are notified to have their wells tested. He said you could just be just brushing your teeth, you get a little bacteria, and all of a sudden you're going to, you know, come up with diarrhea or you're going to come up with some kind of an infection. So it's very important that we advise the people, because we don't know until we find out what the problem is. I don't know if it's coming from the lake itself.
Could you give me a little something after the meeting, not today, but tomorrow maybe, that I can put on our website?
Right, I will. And what the fellow from the lab said, I know the health department, they charge $40 for a test. The fellow from the lab said he would do testing for us, you know, for the people around the lake, for $30, they could bring their samples to an area, and he would donate $10 back toward our dam of the $30. So, and you know, he actually would be breaking out even. So that would go. So that's something for the board to look at.
Do you know what he's going to be testing for?
He'll be testing for the same thing that the health department, you know,
E. coli, coliform,
yeah, bacteria,
anything.
Right. So I think it's very important because there's a lot of wells around the lake that don't pass. They have to come out with the ultraviolet light that you have to put in your well.
I mean for the soap suds.
Oh, for the soap suds.
Do you know what they're going to be tested? Because, I mean, that E. coli and bacteria don't make suds.
No, I understand. No, he's going to be testing that sample for two or three different things. I'm not sure exactly what they are.
Okay.
No, but he smelled it, and he smelled like soap, and Bill smelled it, and it smelled like soap also.
It tasted like soap.
It tasted like soap.
It tasted like soap. But I think we have to find out where the store, and I spoke with Tyler from the health department today. And I also spoke with Tyler from the health department today. And he told me once we find out the source of where it's coming from, he would like to be notified. Okay, so he wants us to follow up on this. And the other, with the environmental committee, George DiNunzio and Bill Woodcuff and myself, we met. And we do have quite a few concerns about septic systems around the lake. Septic systems and also, you know, invasive species. And I know that we have talked about, you know, not putting a gate up at the dam, at the launch, I'm sorry. And I think it's something that we really have to look into. And I did send an email out, I'm not sure if I sent it out to all the commissioners or not, about one lake that this one friend of mine went to. They do have a station, and there's all kinds of signs up about invasive species that shows the boat. I think I did send it to you, Doug.
Yeah, I saw.
And I think it's very important because once we get this lake, if we get hydrilla in this lake, it showed a picture of the lake without hydrilla, then it showed a picture of the lake with hydrilla. You couldn't even see the water. The lake was gone. All you seen was the hydrilla. So I think it's very important that we pursue this in one way or another. And George, I know that Dr. DiNunzio, you're here. I know you could give a few of your concerns also.
You know, I think it's just being proactive. The more proactive we can be, the better we are, because the hydrilla is spread in lakes in Western New York, and it's something we may have to face. And the primary mechanism for transport is being boats, typically fishermen that are going to fish in one lake and come to ours. Either we be proactive through education and checking, or, you know, hope that it doesn't happen.
You want to talk about what you're doing at the boat launch?
Yeah, we have started this year at the boat launch with some of the, actually not some, but the employees, you know, asking questions, you know, where's your boat been launched? You know, when's the last time it's been launched? You know, which lake has been launched in? And even, you know, especially fishing vessels, walking around looking for anything visible on the vessel or the motor. And they've been pretty good about that.
And to that effect, when I put my boat in with somebody like that, they were wonderful. Really, the concern is the springtime when fishing is heavy, and of course the ramp that's over at the park over there that's not subject to somebody watching. So, I mean, those are the concerns. The big concern is keeping the hydrilla out of the site. You know, it's the mechanism to do that is really up to the commission on how. It's not an easy fix. There's nothing.
No one wants to have their access to the lake restricted, but yet that really is the, when you come down to the final analysis, that's what has to happen. But whenever we start talking that way, we get a bunch of folks in here all upset. Oh, how am I going to, you know, I want to go fishing. I should be able to go fishing whenever I want.
I don't think some people realize. I mean, you go to the boat launch at 6-7 o'clock in the morning. There's sometimes 12 to 14 trailers there. I was there the other day. Believe it or not, I was there at 5:30 in the morning to stop by. I get up early. There's two guys pulling their boats out. You know, and I mean, people wake up and they drive the boat down around 11 o'clock and see a lot of recreation, you know, vessels and that, but you go there in the morning, you know, and there's a lot of fishing boats, especially on weekends. And you know these people are going from lake to lake to lake around the area. Most of them are. You know, and there's no way we can stop them or check the boat.
Well, it's not only that there, but I think it was George that I spoke with. And George, was that you that told me yesterday, I believe, that they were down launching at the campgrounds?
Yeah, it was actually just two of them around on a boat. The guys were putting the boat in, and the guy says, hurry up, let's get the boat in, I'll meet you over at Alpine Beach. But yeah, it was Saturday afternoon.
So that's what happened.
That's 3:30, 4 o'clock. So, I mean, he's putting the boat in there, and they got over there with the empty trailer. It's not meant to be 35 hours, and he pulled the boat out when they finished fishing. I mean, it's just a reality. I think it's been ongoing for years. But, again, kind of like what Chad said, and that's live across not uncommon to see a number of boats there early, even though the challenge is how, what's the best way to address it, weighing the balance of not restricting access to the lake and to ensure the safety of it. Perhaps maybe other lakes have done a good job on this, I don't know.
Would there be such a thing as putting a hydrant or a spigot out at the launch so the boats can be washed?
Well, the thing of it is that it would drain into the lake, and it could come off your trailer. When they launch, it could be stuck on their trailer, hydrilla, or any
species. If you do that, you have to have a system.
You have to have a clean station.
All of the water that was used.
I'll send you an email of what that at the other lake.
So what do they do at the other lakes?
Well, they have a cleaning station before they even go in, and they ask you if you have, there must be some kind of a card that they have after they have their boat cleaned, and then they can give it to the attendant.
It is. It's a certified thing, and it's only good for like 48 hours.
Yeah. So, I mean, there you go.
Is the system extensive?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do they charge?
Oh, they charge to clean the boats. I'm sure they don't do
that. I'm not sure it's like $50 or $75 or something like that. Well, then they have the responsibility of getting rid of the contaminated water. They can't dump it anywhere. They have to have it
right.
Taken out.
Mm-hmm.
Some toxic.
I really believe this is something we need to follow up on. I mean, we just can't just drop it. I think we really have to start to enforce it.
Maybe your environmental committee could come up with a multi-faceted plan for us.
Okay, we will.
That includes, inspection, washing, is a lake gate. We need a lock gate,
Right.
And, of course, we also talked about it, and Joe's working towards a resolution from the towns that Falcon Beach be the only boat launch for the lake with some fines attached if you've launched somewhere else so that we know what's going in the lake. Right now, people are launching everywhere.
Just eliminate the fee, paying the fee.
Yeah.
Well, that's one of the things we were talking about for that. Whether there were any exceptions or how, he's talking about a trailer park that has its own launch.
Yeah.
You know, how you get a hold of them and let them understand that they can't let people launch there. And
well, that has to go through the towns due to the fact that we do not.
Yeah, that's, I know, but and that's one of the things that, well, I know we had talked about this several months ago, and the one model law that I really liked was at a village. I can't remember, I don't even know if it was in New York. What they had done is they had identified with as much particularity as they could all the illegal launch sites and laid them out in the law. So how we would do that would be, I guess you would say, if that trailer park has a name, it's known to us that there's such and such trailer park that's off county road, whatever, has been a spot of illegal launches, things like that. So I had asked somewhere along the line, I'm pretty sure, whether anyone had a list that identified these places with a description that I could pop in. Because once I have that, we can put it in the law. And then the reason I got the speeding law and all that was I also suggested that if we're going to make a proposal to the towns, that anything that we wanted anything else that the lake wanted help enforcing, this would be the time to do it. Certainly the towns would have the right to review it and redline it and send it back to us before they adopted it. But this would be an opportunity to say, we've dealt with this, and this. This is kind of an all-in-one town law that would give us some teeth if the towns would pass it. So, yeah, I'm open to anyone who wants to send me those descriptions of the places where the illegal launches are
going. Okay, I can go around. We even have front lot owners that have launches in their frontage.
Well, we talked about whether that would be an exception, though. Like if a front lot owner, is that an exception because they're a front lot owner and they launch their own boat?
They could bring company in from out of town.
But their company would have to launch at Falcon Beach.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's kind of tough to enforce.
Yeah.
So okay, I will go around the lake and, try to come up with all the different places that people could launch.
Well, and the other aspect of that is once all of the locations are identified, presuming that the towns are on board and they do pass this law, then the next step is obviously to notify all those people that own the property where the illegal launching's taking place, so that they're well aware that they could be subjected to a fine. And then we just would need the towns to follow up and, I guess, have the sheriffs or whatever fine people under the local law when they catch the launching.
Okay.
The only thing that Doug's list misses is education. And the New York State Federation of Lakes example is in the Cayuga Lake outlet, and the reason they caught it was because people had been educated on what to look for. So that has to be part of the problem.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. And maybe the DEC, and probably not. We need information kiosks at the there, or maybe that's a Boy Scout project or something. But,
right.
Or maybe we pay for it, but.
Actually, in front of like Trail 1, we have weeds right up to the top of the surface of the water. So what I did is I called the DEC and Olean, and I asked them because I didn't know what it was, you know. So Chad did finally, you know, Chad came over with me and we pulled a sample. But you're right about the education. We do need to be educated.
That's what saved Cayuga Lake, is the Cayuga Lake. They found it, and they found it early. And they could react to it.
Right. Yeah, I don't want to take up any more time.
But they can a huge education thing around the entire lake, and think how big that lake is compared to us.
Maybe you could contact them and see what kind of program they have.
I called up the DEC in Buffalo. I spoke with the DEC in Albany, and I asked if they could send someone out, but they don't have enough people to send someone out. They wanted us to look it up. So
well,
that's what Chad and I...
But is it Cayuga or Cayuga? Which one is it?
When we go to the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Cayuga. Oh, okay.
Cayuga.
When we go to the meeting, we
Cayuga
can find
Inlet.
Yeah.
Well, no, just call them because they have all that stuff.
Okay.
And they'll tell you who the member is to talk to.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that.
Why reinvent the wheel?
Yeah.
Maybe there's something in video form that somebody wouldn't have to come.
Could actually have maybe a little
have,
training
have a
here.
Presentation on
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
We can put it on our website.
The information, though?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they put it. I put it out in our newsletter.
Well, you got to put
yeah.
it
all yeah. over. I like the idea.
I don't. I'm not saying that that's
right.
the only thing we should do is put it on the website. It's just one of many places.
Yeah.
Like at the boat launch, where the attendance hut is, there could be some literature there on a something board.
Down in Canyon Dia, Doug, is there a kiosk down there that brand new? Why not put the information there, too? Because don't they kayak, launch kayaks there?
Yeah.
That's Genesee Wilds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I think if we ask...
Well, yeah.
There might be a spot there for that kind of information.
Yeah.
I know somebody that's on that board.
I do, too. Well, I'm going to see Bill Yard on Wednesday. I could ask him.
Okay, Finance Committee, is there anything from the Finance Committee?
Other,
Mr. Moranis is with us.
Other than the budget and the rest of what we're planning for 2013, which will be covered Saturday.
There are a couple of things that they need to get their work on, but they haven't had a meeting that I'm aware of.
No, they haven't.
Okay.
Under the Finance Committee, I see a backup treasurer, and I know we spoke about it before.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we have a backup treasurer, do you have anyone in mind that you would recommend, Bill, as a backup that you would like to work with?
Sure.
Okay, well, I don't think that we really need to post a job as long as the fellow is certified.
Oh, he definitely would be.
Okay, and is he from the Lake District?
Yes.
Okay. And I really think that we do.
Are we talking about a salaried position?
No, it would be just a backup.
Or
an hourly, maybe
hourly,
maybe an hourly. They could back work with Bill or back him up in case Bill. I know Bill may be going for surgery next year or whatever, and we're going to need a replacement. And I think it's very important that whoever this person is, I think I have an idea, but that we start to break him. You know,
well,
not break him in, but
why don't we put the person's name in front of the board and let's hire him because he's willing to do it. It would be Chet Wire.
Oh.
I'd like to make a motion.
You know that.
Yeah.
I really think that we could use them. I really do.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Hourly rate?
That's something I don't, I never thought about.
I have no idea.
That's something you may have to discuss with Chad.
Why doesn't the committee make a recommendation?
Yeah.
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 All right. Something from the legal committee. Anything from rules? Matt?
No.
The strategic plan?
Yes. There were two of us that met on August 5th, and we started at 7 o'clock, and we were done by 8, and the only input that we had, Doug, was yours. We incorporated your changes, and because Kathy's been sick, we just have not typed up the final draft. If worse comes to worse, I'll get the changes to Donna and let her do it on digital towpath, and then we can, you know, put it before the board on, in September. But it's done.
The study committee on selling the lake?
Yes, I have not done those minutes yet. We met the 20th. We met last week. Again, there were 13 of us, different people this time, and Doug was there, and his input was very good. Jenny was there, and basically what we did is we, Marty Golubic has been very good about kind of summing everything up, and he presented the pros and cons of everything that we had looked at. Pros and cons of selling the lakefront, changing the bylaws for exclusive use, and we never did get to it, but also pros and cons of leasing. And actually, the idea of a lease had come up the prior meeting. So I brought in Cuba Lakes land usage because, of course, they lease from New York State. I also brought in the Seneca Nation of Indians lease with the city of Salamanca. That's a real interesting lease. Yeah. Kathy Hawk brought in an example of federal leases. And people had not had a chance really to look at it, but Doug mentioned that possibly landowners, particularly lakefront owners, might feel more secure if they leased their property from the RLRD. And it has to be done very carefully, crafted very carefully. So we have all been charged with, we who were there, charged with looking at the various leases and picking out what would be apropos to Rushford Lake situation, the district situation. And this isn't something that's probably going to be ready in the next two or three meetings. But Doug feels that this, and I appreciate his being there and inputting, that he feels that this might resolve everything.
Joe does too, Doug.
I mean, the leasing is a really interesting idea. When I heard that it came up there and thought about how the Cuba Lake does it, and I mean, I'm real familiar with their leases just from my work doing transactions there, and knowing the concerns of front lot owners, and, you know, I don't want to say too much, but the one particular piece of litigation that is looking for more defined rights for front lot owners, and what does exclusive use mean? I mean, a lease does solve a lot of problems in the sense that it does clarify what those heightened rights are for the front lot owner, and it would be binding on future boards so that, you know, if you have a turnover of two or three members, which is actually happening right now, this year it sounds like, that you can't have a bunch of new people come in and all of a sudden say, no, we want to do it this way, and then undermine the status quo for what people have historically enjoyed and what they've come to know. So, I mean, I want to learn more about it, but I do, I'm really interested in the idea and really open to it. And I don't think, I mean, one of the things I talked to Doug, it doesn't even, from a cost perspective, it doesn't need to be anything near what they do on like Cuba Lake and things like that, because that's where the people actually have their homes. So it's not something that would have to be hundreds of dollars a year or anything, just something that is, puts everyone on the same page with the rights of the people who are having the access to that land and how they can keep people off, and it'll give them evidence. Like, one of the issues that had come up was, you know, front lot owners have historically had that dedicated, exclusive use to a dedicated site, which is somewhat hard to define when you have multiple front lot owners. But if, say, someone comes down, like one of these guys who comes in the lake at 5 in the morning and then decides to pull his boat up and sit on someone's dock and fish, how can they call and have the authority to say this person's trespassing? Because it's my understanding that some people have had problems with that. That they, you know, will call the police or the sheriffs, and they're kind of like, well, you can't do anything, that's not your land. That lease would give them, you know, standing to do that, too, to say, no, I do have the authority to say that this person is trespassing. I mean, that's just one example, but I really want to learn more about it. I'm really open to the idea, and I do think it could solve a lot of problems if we do it right, so. It's novel.
Joe, could you get me Judge Sprague's dissertation on the developing the Cuba Lake District? I tried to buy it over the internet, and it says not for sale. I'm sure it is someplace, but if you could get me a copy of that, I'd really like to look at his dissertation on that.
On the lake?
Formation. And it was formed in 1981, the same time that the Rushford Lake District was formed. So, and he wrote a book on it, or
a review?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Would help a lot.
Would this lease allow people to build below the 1450?
No. Oh, no. It would. No. Everything would be maintained, the rules and regulations. It's just more of a...
We want to keep this lake beautiful. I think that we should keep it the 1450 the same and below the 1450
the same.
Oh, I
agree with you. That's why
I'm asking. Absolutely. No,
I think it's just to make... Joe gave a perfect example of somebody guy fishing or trespassing on, and I think that's a perfect example, Joe. So our group will get together, and we've had some of the same people coming every time. Jenny's come, the Golubics have come, the Hawk has come. There's been a lot... You know, several people who come time after time after time. So that core group will probably be the ones that develop this, the lease rules and regulations. If you could, Joe, I'm hoping I can ask the board to support me on this. Could you give us kind of an outline of what should be included in that lease? You know, just A, B, C, D, so we know we're covering everything. Is that all right, Doug?
Yeah, I think that's good. That won't take you long.
No.
Okay.
Okay. Now that brings us to the ever-popular committee, DAC licensing.
Yes. Always popular. On the consent agenda, it's really cut and dry this month. Now, Donna Cady, that's from last month, right?
Yes, I neglected to get his license approved for his new DAC. His DAC was approved, though.
Okay.
The final inspection was complete.
Okay, let's try and remember that. besides Cady, the rest of them, O'Callaghan is a member of Ryan Road East, okay? And his situation right now, he's trying to come into compliance. Because as a dock association, they want to rebuild or upgrade their dock situation and fix it. So he has all of his files complete to come to a consent right for that one. Next one, Cobza on Ryan Road is a final inspection. That was on Ryan Road West, okay, which they built a brand new break wall this past year. He has a brand new dock. And according to measurements, it's built very well. And it's exactly according to plans. Okay. Wittig is Russell Road. Trees be removed. It's a very large tree. It's dead. And we talked about that. It does need to be removed. And the only thing we said was if he wants to cut it down in the near future when the lake is full, we just ask that he drops the tree away from the water because it is completely dead. And once it hits the water, there's going to be a lot of debris in the water. If he wants to wait until the water is you know, gone, then you can drop it towards the lake. Myslinski is on Parkside Drive. They're a member of the Oak Street Marine Dock Association. That's a license transfer.
Was there a property transfer in it?
No, no. They've been a member. They've owned it for many years. The next one is Forrester, and these are the people who are going to actually purchase Moran's property. So Moran's dock is now, it was owned by Moran on both sides. Now it has two property owners, and they'll be on one side, and Moran will be on the other. And that dock was, I think, rebuilt. Dave, we talked about this a couple of years ago, maybe. They rebuilt it.
About a year and a half, 2 years ago, yeah.
They did a real nice job on it. The only question I have is which side
right.
you'll be on.
We could ask that.
So we need to make an A and B.
It would be the B side.
Right. Well, the dock used to be 12-foot. Now they downsized it to 8-foot, so they'd be in compliance for...
But you still have to say which is A and which
is
B. Right, exactly. Just it did. Just like
so we don't know which one is which. And the next one is Clements on County Road 49. Their break wall, they have an old steel break wall, okay, that has fallen in away from the lake. And their dock is in really nice shape. They've done some work on it this past summer. So we looked at that, and it's a good idea for them to build a break wall. And we sort of said that, you know, they should have permission to go to DEC.
Now, where is this?
It's over right next to, it's near your community.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking, I'm 8068. That's 8060.
Yeah, it's right near there.
Yeah.
I'm just, you said that where that steel
break wall.
Yeah, currently it's a steel break wall.
Not a guardrail.
Like a
guardrail. This is a different one.
Yeah, it's not the guardrail. No, it's not the guardrail.
Right.
No, it's not.
So it's in front of their property?
Yeah. It's like a horseshoe shape almost.
Right.
It's like a horseshoe shape. Okay. And they've done some work so far on their dock, and they've done a great job. And they really make it look nice. So I imagine a break wall will be the same.
I could have a motion to accept.
I'll make a motion that we accept all of the
consent agenda items A through G.
I'll make that
motion. You have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right, our separate items. Lambert's license transfer.
Yeah, I had a chance to talk to him actually yesterday. And we have a license transfer. And actually, the dock is in real bad shape. I mean, I stepped on it, and I was sort of worried I was actually going to fall in because it's tilted about, I'll say, close to 45 degrees. And there's also an electric outlet post sticking up in the water, a steel post with an outlet on it. So I did contact him, and he told me that the breaker is off in the house. There is no electric to the dock. Mm-hmm. And when he rebuilds the dock, he does not want electricity out there, so he's going to tear it out. Okay, as a committee, we talked about the idea of, roping a dock off.
I'd like to make a motion that we tape that dock off for the remainder of the season until he rebuilds the dock. Yeah, I mean, it is in terrible shape, and we already inspected it. We don't, not that we went out and looked for it,
Is this the new owner?
Yes,
new owner.
But it's totally unsafe, and I don't feel comfortable transferring that license.
And he did state that he was going to rebuild the dock in the same exact blueprint as the current dock is.
I think Dave has the right, though, about taping it off until he removes that electric.
I think so, too.
Okay. I don't think just the doing a circuit breaker is... Yeah.
He does have a fishing boat in at the dock tied up.
So he's going to submit plans of what he's going to do?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to. You have to make it.
You had that conversation with them.
Blue one that just
yes. I can't remember Dick got it.
Is that blue house that just
rolled? It's like a first one and a point.
No, this is great.
Point.
It's
like the first place.
So legally, how can we do this? Approve the transfer, but rope it off?
Is there a deed and everything?
I don't think we can approve the transfer.
Not until the dock is complete.
It's not safe.
It fixes it, though.
Is this the one?
This is the one that was the no garbage kind of thing that was over there?
Yes, it's like a gable type.
That's clear, Brad bought it.
The license will transfer once the dock is fit.
Well, you might want a letter to the, with that kind of, in my opinion, the consistency. You may want to do a letter that covers a couple of things. One, that it's being roped off and the reasons why. Two, that, you know, plans need to be submitted for the new dock and the, you know, the transfer will be held in abeyance pending those plans coming in, because what you don't want to have happen is this to slide under the radar and then just try and start using it without a license next year. I mean, I think you should give them some deadlines to get their plans in.
Yeah, well, I think it goes beyond the plans. I think it has to be done.
Absolutely. It has, if they don't replace the dock, they should absolutely remove what they have there. I mean, the posts are all on it.
So the letter, now, I'll be looking for a motion here, because I'm not going to be remembering what I say, is that we tape off the dock, we send a letter saying that we're looking for a plan for your new dock, and that we've taped off your existing dock because it is unsafe.
And the electric must be removed.
You must remove the electric
from the
dock.
And the license will be in abeyance until those two...
The license will transfer when your work is completed and we've approved your new dock.
On both days.
I'll make that motion.
Do you have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Do you want me to call him also?
Yeah.
We'll send that certified then.
Call him and you'll receive a letter.
Tell him what we talked about and that he'll be getting that letter.
Okay.
For me.
Okay, next one, Flick, right down the lake there, 243, pre-sale. Another dock is in very poor shape. Not quite as bad as Lambert's, but it's the kind of dock that I would not walk on. I mean, next to the boat, you can grab hold of 4x4s and pretty much move it 1 foot both directions. So as a committee, we felt also that that was one place where the dock is unsafe.
Is that front line?
Front line,
yes.
Yeah.
And the owner knows, this is actually kind of done in reverse. The owner knows and has stated on the pre-sale that he...
Are you involved in this one, Jenny?
Yeah.
You are?
Yes.
You probably should have abstained from voting.
No, she just has to tell us.
I'm going to explain to you. The owner understands that once he owns the property, that he is going to be responsible for any repairs or replacements on the dock. So it's just kind of done in reverse, bringing it to light that he knows he has to follow the proper procedures.
Okay. But as a commissioner, Jenny, when you've got a fiscal interest...
I'm not going to vote on it.
Okay. That's what I was bringing up.
No, I'm not going to vote. Okay. I just wanted to explain to
you. Yeah, okay. No. That's fine.
That this man understands what he has to do.
Right.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion that the dock be taped off, and then when it comes in compliance, that we will issue him a license. Is, you know, once...
Well, this is for a pre-sale.
That's a pre-sale, but he wants a letter. Mm-hmm. Doesn't he want something in writing? Or
the current owner wants a letter
in writing.
That who's going to do the repair work?
The current owner didn't even know that they had to do this.
Okay, so
the listing came from another realtor. Mm. The realtor didn't want to come out here from Lockport. So she asked me to put my sign on it and a lockbox. And in the process, I've explained